That's great. That's good. Okay, welcome back to class, everybody.
欢迎大家今天下午参加今天下午的课程。
Today we'll continue on with the study on prayer.
我们今天要继续的谈祷告这个主题。
On Wednesday we were talking about the procedure, and the first thing that you should do when you pray is to name your sins to God the Father.
我们礼拜三的时候在谈到这个祷告的程序，那第一件事情就是要我向天父认罪。
But of course, naming of your sins to be cleansed doesn't just apply to before you pray, but also before you do anything.
其实去跟天父认罪这件事情不只是在祷告的时候，是在做任何的时候，我们都要常常保持这个状态。
That really means any time you do sin, you need to immediately name your sins.
就是任何时候，当我们做一个错的事、有罪的事的时候，就要跟天父认罪。
So even before you set foot in the classroom, you should actually be cleansed of your sins. You should be able to walk in the class in fellowship.
而其实我们在来上这个课之前，走进教室前，我们就应该先跟天父认罪，然后让我们跟天父是圣灵充满的，与天父是相交的状态下，再进到这个课堂来。
One of the objectives of the spiritual life is to be in fellowship as often and as long as possible.
我们的属灵生命的一个很重要的部分，就是我们要尽可能的在最长的时间里面与神是有关联性。
Because only when you're in fellowship, which means that you've named your sins, you don't have any unconfessed sins in your life. Only when you're in fellowship are you living the spiritual life.
因为只有当我们没有任何罪，已经将所有的罪都已经对神天父认过之后呢，我们才能够圣灵充满，然后才与神可以相交。
The Bible uses terms, for example, like walking by the Spirit.
圣经上面说，我们与神同行，我们与圣灵同行。
That's a synonym for being in fellowship or having the filling of the Holy Spirit.
这就是一个与这个圣灵同在、与神相交的一个说法。
And also, we're told in 1 John that to be filled with the Holy Spirit is walking in the light.
而在约翰一书上面说呢，跟圣灵同行呢，就很像我们是走在光明之中。
In contrast, if you've sinned and you haven't named your sins, you're walking in darkness.
就从反面来讲呢，如果我们没有与圣灵同行的话，我们就是走在黑暗之中。
Now, being in darkness, of course, doesn't mean you've lost your salvation. You can never lose your salvation. But what it does mean is that you're not living the spiritual life.
而在黑暗中行走的意思呢，并不是代表说我们失去了救恩，而是呢，我们没有在属灵的生命中。
But being in fellowship is very important, and including for studying of the Bible. You need to ensure you're in fellowship.
所以呢，与神相交是非常重要的。那同时呢，当我们在读经的时候，也一样必须是要确定是与神相交的。
Okay, so just to be sure, in case you haven't named your sins, we'll do that now.
好，如果所以呢，就为了确保大家都已经跟天父认罪了，来，我们现在再来做一次。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you provided this time for us in which we can study your word.
感谢天父提供我们这样的时间，让我们能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will make these things a reality in our soul.
我们祷告，希望我们能够专注于我们所学习的讯息，而圣灵也可以让我们能够将这些学习用在我们的生命中，能够让我们在我们的魂中是得益。
And we can understand how we can apply the things that we learn to our lives.
而让我们能够在我们的生活中能够用到我们所学的。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们的祷告奉着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, very important, of course, that when you're learning the Word of God, you need to understand the application principles that are involved.
我们必须要了解，当我们在学习神的话语的时候，我们要懂得怎么样是运用它。
It's a bit like, I think most of us have studied history at school, and you get some history teachers and or even history books, and all they do is they just present a whole lot of facts and dates and names and things like that.
像有时候我们在过去学历史课的时候，那些历史老师们呢，他在课堂中就教了我们很多的一些事件、时间、人名。
And it's very boring.
这样的话是非常无聊的。
A lot of kids, whether it's in grade school or high school, they really hate history because it's a boring subject.
所以很多孩子们他们在高中、初中念这些历史的时候就觉得很无聊，就觉得说这个是一个很 无趣的一个课程。
For me, it was the same until eventually I went to university in my first year at university, and we had a history teacher there, and he knew how to take the information and then to present it in a way where you could sort of see things happening. He made the history come alive, and then he showed us how we can use these events in our own lives, to learn from those events and use it in our own lives.
那一直直到这个 Tim 他到了大学的时候上的这个历史课才让他完全改观，因为那位老师非常清楚的把历史里面的事件跟现实的生活做了连结，也让他们知道说其实过去的历史的事件都可以成为现在这个生活中的一个借鉴。
And it wasn't just me that thought that, it was the other students in the class as well, so it did show that this teacher was a very good teacher of history.
而这个有这个感受的不只是 Tim 个人，他其实发现他的同学们都有同样的这个感受，所以这个老师真的是一个好老师。
And of course, that's how every subject should be. You're supposed to learn stuff from whatever subject you're learning to be able to apply it to your life.
其实不只是历史课，其他的课程也都有这样子的需求，就是你必须在课程中学到跟我们的生活、生命有什么相关。
But even more so, meaning it's especially important for learning the Word of God.
更重要的是，当我们学习神的话语的时候，我们更要能够知道如何运用。
Okay, so as you go through, you're supposed to be looking at, the job of, like my job and the job of the pastor or teacher is to present things in a way you can learn from what you're hearing, from what you're learning. But also, you also need to be looking at how you can apply these things.
所以对于一个老师来讲，像 Tim 的角色呢，就是教导我们如何能够学习中去运用，而作为一个学生也一样要花脑筋去想怎么去运用所学，这两者之间是都要一起努力的。
So that you're not just learning as a subject that interests you, but you're actually learning as something that makes sense and is going to be useful.
所以我们在学习呢，不只是我们觉得这个东西有不有趣，好，我们同时呢要学习呢说，这个事情是有意思，有真正的意涵，同时呢是可以运用到的。
I've even heard one pastor say to the effect that if you're learning these things but not applying, then don't even bother turning up for Bible class.
有一位牧师曾经说过，如果你学了，在圣经课里面学了却不运用，你干脆不要来。
You're just wasting your time.
你就是浪费时间而已。
Said, go out and have fun and enjoy the rest of your life and then forget about the spiritual life because if you're not going to apply it, there's no point anyway.
就说如果你在这边浪费时间还不如出去好好的利用你的生命来很愉快的这个生活。
Okay, anyway, so we're going to review just a little bit and then we'll look at what else we have to learn about today.
好，我们先来这个复习一下上个礼拜三所学。
Now the first part we did was, we're looking at the approach to prayer. Remember just very quickly, you pray to God the Father in the name of the Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以我们一开始呢的这个祷告要记得的是说呢，我们的祷告是对天父祷告，而且呢我们是借着圣子之名，然后同时呢是有圣灵的力量来祷告的。
Here is a classic example of something in the spiritual life where all three members of the Trinity are involved.
这个是很有趣的一个状态，就是三位一体的神全部都在这个过程中。
Like in your salvation, for example, when you look at the different doctrines relating to salvation, you see that all three members are involved in your salvation.
而就像我们的救恩一样，好，这个三位一体的三位也都跟这个我们的救恩是有关的。
We look at the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. All three members of the Trinity were involved.
而像耶稣在十字架上的所受难的那个状态中，也是三就三位一体的神全部都到位。
We look at the resurrection of Christ, or even the resurrection of believers. When we go to heaven, all three members of the Trinity are involved.
而当耶稣复活，以及我们所有的信徒能够复活升天，都跟三位一体的神有关。
And the teaching of the Word of God, for example.
而在教导神的话语的时候，也是三位一体的神是同时在做工。
Remember, the Bible is the mind of Christ. So there we can see God the Son, we can see His input, part, His role in learning the Word.
我们要记得呢，圣经呢，其实就是耶稣的思维。
God the Father is the author of the plan, which we're learning.
而我们的圣父呢，就是天父呢，是我们圣经的作者。
And the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our mentor.
而圣灵呢，则是我们的教师、老师，我们的心灵导师。
Okay, and I think whatever aspect of the Christian life you look at, you'll find that all three members are involved in some way or another.
所以呢，从各方面来看，我们的属灵生命呢，这三位都是同时在中影响着我们。
Okay, so prayer is no different. We can see this very clearly in this approach to prayer.
所以呢，这个祷告也是一样，完全不可能他们三个有任何一个缺席。
Now we had three categories of prayer which are directed to God the Father.
好，那我们这祷告中呢有三个类别，好，是让我们可以跟天父来祷告的。
Now remember we saw that Jesus Christ in hypostatic union, that means as the God-man, he sits at the right hand of God the Father and giving intercession, which means he's praying on our behalf.
好，我们第一个我们要知道呢，就是耶稣基督他坐在天父的右手边，然后他是人神合体的，而他呢就坐在神的右手边来为我们祷告，代表我们跟天父说话。
And we see that, you know, when we look at various verses, we see that Jesus Christ, He's praying for the church as a whole body, but He also prays for believers individually as well.
而耶稣呢，他不只是为整个教会哈，就来做这个发言，他也为我们每一个信徒发言。
In terms of Jesus Christ offering intercessionary prayer, praying on our behalf, we have the verses here, Romans 8:34 and Hebrews 7:25.
而以耶稣代表我们来发言的这个有关的这个经句呢，是罗马书的8:34跟希伯来书的7:25.
There's also another classic passage, which I haven't listed here,And if people talk about the Lord's Prayer, they often think the Lord's Prayer is in Matthew chapter 6, I think where it starts off, Our Father who art in heaven. Really, the true Lord's Prayer is in John 17.
除了我们大家都很熟悉的马太福音六章里面的主导文，但其实还更重要的是约翰福音的17章。
Yeah, and this really shows Jesus' prayer for the church. This is before he ascended to heaven. And it's his prayer to God the Father praying for the church.
而这个约翰福音十七章呢，正是耶稣要升天前，他在为整个教会，好，向天父祷告的一个内容，就是约翰十七章。
It's a very powerful prayer.
是一个非常非常有力量的一个祷告。
Okay, but you can read that for yourselves, and I think the translation, if it's okay, you'll get to have a general understanding of the way Jesus is praying for us.
好，如果我们有空，一定要读一下约翰福音十七章，因为你可以非常清楚的看到耶稣如何为我们祷告。
Okay, we also see that prayers are directed to God the Father from the Holy Spirit.
第二个类型呢，就是圣灵为我们祷告。
That's in Romans 8:26 and 8:27.
这是罗马书的8:26跟27.
Yeah, I think there's other verses as well, but that's those two there. That's enough for you to see what he's doing on our behalf.
那当然也有其他的经句是圣灵为我们祷告，但是罗马书的8:26、27是最明确的。
Okay, and then as we saw last Wednesday, we saw the believer priest.Yeah, he prays as well. So, yeah, he's praying directly to God the Father using his priesthood.
第三种呢，就是我们的信徒祭司们也一样，有点像代祷者的角色，去跟我们的天父祷告。
这是第三种。Yeah. Remember, we became priests because we are baptized into Jesus Christ, who is the high priest.
要记得我们呢，每一个现在的信徒，在教会时期的信徒都是祭司，因为我们是被大祭司耶稣的洗礼过的。
If you want the full title regarding this position, we are holy priests in the royal family of God.That's really the full title. If you look at 1 Peter 2:5, for example.
我们看一下彼得一书二章五。
So it's verse 5 and verse 9.
第五节跟第九节。
Okay. And there's sort of three or four main concepts that come out. One is that you have the word holy, that's hagios.
那在这个听要解释的，就是说我们的角色到底有哪几个？第一个就是我们是 holy priest， 就是我们是神圣的祭司。
Okay, and the other word that you have is basileus, and that really translates as being royal. So, holy priest in the royal family of God.
而且呢，我们是属于我们天父的皇家家族的成员。
All of these terms are mentioned in the verse, so we can see our position, we can see who we are, and what we are holy priests in the royal family of God. That's who you are.
所以呢，从这个彼得前书二章五跟九节呢，很清楚的把我们这些信徒的角色做了一个定位，就是我们是属于神的皇家成员里的神圣大祭司。神圣祭司，对不起。
Can you think of a higher position ever given to man?
你可以想到比任何的比这个更高的这个地位吗？在人类的历史中还有比这个更高的地位吗？
You look at the most famous kings or queens or presidents of countries. They didn't even have this position. And if they did have a high position, it was maybe for 10 or 20 years, maybe 40 or 50 at the most. And then they lost their position. This position is eternal.
而在这个世界上，就算曾经有一些国王，他身为国王或者是皇后啊什么的，那些人类的人，在人类世界的这些国王皇后，这种所谓皇家的成员，他们也都没有这样的一个角色，因为我们这个角色是永恒的，是属于天国的。
And even the high priests in the Old Testament, the people that were selected to give the offerings to Jehovah, the most privileged position would be the one who was able to go into the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. And that was one, he'd go twice on the day of Yom Kippur. So only twice, one time a year.
Twice.
One time he'd go in for himself and he'd come out, and then the second time he'd go in for the people of Israel.
而即使是在当年旧约时代的这个大祭司啊，他们就是等于是所有的这个利未人里面的最大的那个可以进到至圣所里面去的祭司呢，他一年也就只能够进到至圣所里的同一天里面有两次，一次为他自己进去，一次为他的族人进去。
One person who was given the privilege of the high priest.
所以也就只有一个人可以有资格去作为这个大祭司。
And it was a great privilege because when he went into the Holy of Holies, that was the dwelling place of the Shekinah glory. That means that the light of Jesus Christ being revealed between the two angels on the ark, on the box there.
而这是一个非常高的职位，因为只有他有机会看见在这个约柜上面神的荣耀，耶和华的荣耀。
It was a great privilege because they were entering into the presence of the Lord. Whereas we do this every time we go to the throne of prayer.
所以在当时呢，旧约时代这些只有那些最有特权的大祭司才有机会见神。可是我们现在却每一个人，当我们进入的祷告的时候，我们就与神相交。
And it's strictly on the basis of grace.
而这完全是因为神给我们的恩典。
Because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which puts us into union with Jesus Christ.
这也是因为我们受到圣灵的洗礼之后，我们才有机会与耶稣基督成为一体，而能够有这样子的一个权利。
And it doesn't matter what sort of Christian you are. You know, even very small children, if they believe in Jesus Christ, then they have this position, holy priest in the royal family of God.
而这样子的这个圣神圣的祭司的在这个皇家神的皇家家族里的神圣祭司的这样的一个角色，这种地位呢，是不论你的任何背景。好，就算是一个小小孩，一个小朋友，他只要相信了耶稣基督，他就有这样的一个地位。
Well, you could have a believer. He's tied up in a lot of sins. He still has this position.
那即使是一个信徒，他却有很多的罪在身上，他一样有这样的一个地位。
His priest function is not going to operate until he names his sins to God the Father. But as soon as he's named his sins, you know, even the worst believer, they can name their sins, and now they can function again as a believer priest.
但是呢，如果任何一个人呢，他是没有跟神认罪的情况下，他是无法进入这样子的一个角色的，因为他必须要先跟神认完罪，他人是清洁洁净的状态下，他才能够进入这个圣灵同在，才能够有这个成为我们天父皇家家族的神圣祭司的这样子的一个地位。
I think you got the idea how it's a great privilege, and we need to appreciate that and make the most of it. It's been given to you for a reason.
而且我们必须要理解啊，就是我们拿到这么好的一个特权、一个优惠，我们真的要好好的利用它。
Again, yeah, that's like an application right there. If you appreciate the position you've got, then you realize that you name your sins, and then God is listening to you as a priest.
所以呢，我们要知道说，我们要好好的运用我们的身份，让我们能够呢，常常跟神哈做祷告，那他就会神就会听到我们的祷告。
Now, on the third slide we have here, this is the agenda for private prayer, which means the list or the way that you do your prayers. You know, it's like a checklist.
好，那第三件事情要在这边再复习的就是说呢，我们在做个人的祷告的时候呢，该有的一个次序。
Okay, we had confession. I've talked about that at the start of class. And then the thanksgiving. So giving thanks for what you have. And then the intercession. That's praying for other people. And then petition, which is focused on usually personal prayers. What you want to see happen, but according to the will of God.
好，这边呢四个部分，第一个部分呢就是我们先对神认罪啊，然后第二个是要对神献上我们的感恩，然后第三个是为别人代祷，第四个是我们所谈所为我们所求所想是要能够根据圣经，不能违背圣经。
Okay, and again, it needs to be according to the will of God, because if you want your prayers to become a reality, it has to be in line with God's thinking.
因为我们必须要所有的祷告都是与神的旨意是相符合的，因为我们的祷告必须是符合神的思维。
Now, if you've had time to look through the book of prayer, you'll also notice that there's a section devoted toThe way that God will answer prayer. Sometimes it's not His will to answer the prayer, but He'll answer the prayer as punishment against you.
就是大家有机会要好好读一下那个祷告那本小册子书啊，因为它里面有讲说，因为有时候我们在祷告的时候呢，神不但没有去按照我们的祷告去的期待去做，他反而是。回应我们的祷告是因着我们的祷告有一些不属神的状况，而他会来处罚我们。
One of the classic examples given in Scripture is when the people of Israel were praying for a king. This was in the time of the judges before they had any king set up. And they were praying, we want a king just like the other countries around us.
就刚刚讲的这个神回应我们祷告的一个例证哦，就是当以色列人呢，他们对神祷告，希望有一个国王。
And they were saying, "We want a nice, a big, handsome king that we can present to the people of the surrounding nations. A king that we can be proud of and say, 'Look, we have a king. God has given us a king.'"
所以他们祷告说呢，希望神给他们一个很高大俊帅的一个 国王，所以这样的话我们可以很骄傲的去跟别人讲说我们有这样的国王。
It's not said in the scripture, but it's quite possible that sometimes when the Jewish people would meet with other people, Gentiles, and maybe the Gentiles are saying, what sort of a nation are you? You don't even have a king.
虽然在圣经上没有讲，不过但我们可以想象以色列人那个时候啊，他们曾跟其他的国家的人碰到了，他们说，哎，你们是什么样，就那些外邦人，就跟以色列人说，你们是什么样的国啊？你们连个国王都没有。可以假想那个状态。
What sort of God is it you have? Your God doesn't even give you a king.
你们有什么样的这个神啊？那个神居然连个国王都不给你们。
Well, the correct response to that should have been, God is our king. We don't need a king because our God rules perfectly.
他们如果是人家这样跟他们讲，外邦人这样讲的话，以色列人最正确的回答应该是说，我们的神就是我们的王。我们有最完美的王。
They were at the time, as far as a political system goes, it's called a theocracy. Theocracy means God is ruling.
在那个时代哈，这个以色列他们真正的这个政治的结构呢，就是神掌权。
A theocracy literally means God is ruling. That's what it means.
Theocracy 这个字呢，就是他们的政治结构，就是叫做神在管理。
Yeah, in a negative sense, you have like the Muslims when they try to have their what they call their Islamic state, and they say Allah will be our ruler. They're aiming for a theocracy, but it's a theocracy under a false god, of course.
像他们那个回教国家的也是用这个说法，就是阿拉是在管理，当然他们的阿拉是一个假神。
Yeah, see, they would say we want a theocracy where God is the ruler.
就他们会说啊，我们要 theocracy, 就是神掌权，就是神能够管理他们的这个国家。
Okay, many countries in the world, of course, have democracy, and demos really means the people. So you got the people ruling.
那现在我们在讲的那个民主制度的 democracy 这个字呢，前面 demo 就意思就是人民掌权。
Again, yeah, the people of Israel at that time they were a theocracy, but they wanted to become a kingdom with a king.
所以本来以色列呢是在一个以神来这个管理掌权的一个政治结构，但是他们却求神让他们有一个国王，由这一个人来掌权。
And so they prayed to God.
所以以色列人呢就向神祷告。
Now God sent Samuel as the prophet to tell the people, you don't want a king. If you get a king, you're going to have lots of problems.
然后呢神呢就对撒摩耳说，要撒摩耳来跟大家讲说，你们最好不要有一个国王，有一个国王会有很多问题。
He'll put your sons into slavery and he's going to increase your taxes and he's going to cause all kinds of problems and famines and things like this for you.
他可能会让这个这样子的一个国王可能会把你的儿子变成是奴隶，然后他可能会给你这个要你交很大的税金，然后有非常多的问题他都会造成。
But the people ignored Samuel and they said, but we still want a king.
但是人呢却完全呢忽略撒母耳的提醒，他们依然求神要给他们一个国王。
The will of God, the sovereign will of God was that they didn't have a king, but God had used a permissive will. Remember, the permissive will means God can permit something, even though it's not right. Not right for the people, but he allowed them to have a king. And he said, okay, you can have Saul as your king.
结果呢那个耶和华神呢就给他们了一个国王，那目的是为了就是要符合这些人的想法。
But really, he was doing that to teach them a lesson.
但实际上呢，神是要真正经由这个他们的这个祈求呢，给允许他们，然后让他们学到一堂课。
It's interesting actually, because Saul himself didn't really want to be the king.
而有趣的事情哦，那时候第一个以色列的王扫罗，其实根本不想成为一个国王。
On the day of the coronation, that means the day that like, Saul was supposed to come out and they were going to put the crown on his head, they had everything ready and all the people had come to welcome their king and the ceremony was in place. Everything was ready. Okay, here's your king, but the king wasn't there. It's like he was in hiding. It's like, where's Saul?
结果呢当这个登基典礼全部都准备好了应该要 让这个国王登基的时候，扫罗却没有出现。
He was hiding in like the luggage room. There's a locker room where they kept all their luggage, and he was hiding.
结果呢，扫罗原来是躲起来。
But anyway, he came out, and eventually they put the crown on his head, and the people cheered and said, "Long live the king!"
结果呢，他最后还是出来了，然后呢，也登基了，然后所有的这个人都在跟他欢呼说，国王要长命百岁。
And for many, many years, they had lots and lots of problems because Saul was the king.
那从这个扫罗成为国王以后呢，这个以色列就一直有很多很多的问题。
So, yeah, we have an expression in English, be careful what you pray for, be careful what you hope for.
这就是在英文里面有一句话说，哎，小心你在祷告什么，小心你在期待什么。
Because sometimes that thing you pray for, you might get it, and it's not good for you.
因为有时候你所祷告的，说不定你真的得到了，但是却不见得是对你好的。
And of course, the solution is that if you know the will of God, then you'll know how to pray properly.
所以呢，这个要解决这个问题呢，就是你必须要了解神的话语。你越了解神的话语，你越知道该为什么祷告。
Okay, we'll stop for a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back at about 3:25, I guess.
好，我们现在休息10分钟，我们3:23回来。
Okay.